Title: CMS Announces Strategy on Value-Based Payments for Specialty Care. Content: The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Innovation Center continues to move forward with its Strategic Refresh Initiative. CMS's Strategic Refresh Initiative aims to meet five objectives: drive accountable care, advance health equity, support care innovations, improve access and affordability, and establish partnerships to achieve these objectives. To drive accountable care, CMS announced in 2021 its goal to transition 100% of Medicare beneficiaries and the vast majority of Medicaid beneficiaries into Accountable Care Organization, ACO, relationships by 2030. Through this shift, CMS aims to examine and enhance payments for specialty care provided to Medicare beneficiaries. Value-based care and ACOs. Value-based care is a healthcare reimbursement payment methodology based on health outcomes and the quality of care rendered to the patient. In value-based models, CMS pays for health services and items based on quality measures rather than on the volume of services or items delivered. This payment reform has demonstrated the ability to improve the quality of care provided to beneficiaries and reduce program costs. One type of value-based model is CMS's Bundled Payments for Care Improvement Initiative, BPCI. The BPCI model encourages providers to work together to improve the quality and coordination of care for Medicare beneficiaries. Under a BPCI model, CMS makes a single payment to a provider group for all services related to a particular episode of care. This payment is then shared among the providers in the group based on their performance on quality measures. CMS's ACO model is another value-based reimbursement model where groups of providers come together to provide coordinated, high-quality care to their Medicare patients. ACOs are held accountable for meeting quality standards and reducing the overall cost of care for their patients. Value-based models have the potential to improve the quality of care delivered to Medicare beneficiaries and reduce costs. These models encourage providers to work together to coordinate care with a focus on quality. Challenges presented by specialty care in value-based care. CMS's push for this transition is due to Medicare beneficiaries experiencing fragmented and costly care. CMS's 2021 report explained that, in 2019, Medicare beneficiaries saw an average of 50% more specialists in the outpatient setting than in 2000. Doubling the number of physicians with whom primary care providers must coordinate care. A 2022 study examining fragmentation of ambulatory care for Medicare fee-for-service beneficiaries found that 4 in 10 beneficiaries experience highly fragmented care, with a mean of 13 ambulatory visits across 7 practitioners in 1 year. CMS also cited Medicare beneficiaries' barriers and challenges in scheduling specialist visits as an additional reason for this transition. Why align specialty care with value-based models? CMS data shows that shifting beneficiaries into accountable care relationships could help eliminate barriers by promoting access to and coordination of primary and specialty care. Accordingly, the Innovation Center developed a 4-element strategy to guide the initiative's short- and long-term goals based on key learnings it identified through testing various payment models and discussions with industry experts. 1. Enhance specialty care performance data transparency. CMS intends to enhance the transparency of specialist data and performance measures by sharing data across practices. CMS recognized that data sharing would increase access to high-quality, accountable specialty care and integration with primary care. In the short term, CMS plans to enhance specialty care performance data and dashboards to give population-based model participants the ability to compare the quality and costs of procedural or acute episodes of care, as well as better information on specialist performance. In the long term, CMS will develop and distribute industry standard definitions of condition-based episodes for ACOs to improve specialist contracting for condition management. CMS will work with stakeholders and experts to provide feedback on this element's development and explore and test ways to make data available in population-based models. 2. Maintain momentum on acute episode payment models and condition-based models. The second element aims to maintain the momentum.